so that we say, well, I'm only 10% life. Another fellow, in his way, he says, I'm 20%. Somebody gets as high as 50 and 60. But to live in the kingdom of God, we have to be 100% divine life, accepted. No other, no second, no mammon, only God. And therefore, being that life, we fear not what mortal man or mortal circumstance can do, because mortal anything is not life. And then with our hands behind our back, knowing that where the mortal seems to be, only my life is there. Right where the enemy seems to be, only my life is there. Right where everything seems to be, everywhere, is my one life. Whom shall I fear without denying that truth? Whom shall I hate? Whom shall I condemn without denying that truth? And therefore, to be true to that truth is the only fidelity which is acceptable unto the Lord. I cannot live in a human body. You place the center in God and the whole circumference in God. Your being in God. You're not accepting yourself as undivine. And you're not waiting to die to do it. And then your faith deepens to understanding. And your faith becomes a livingness in my divine self. Never once condescending to compromise to the tempter who would say, you are not divine. This food will make you fat. This food will make you thin. This vitamin will perk you up. Who are they talking about? Your mortal self? You gave that away. Because your trust is that if I live in my divine self, it will govern what appears to be the mortal self perfectly. For my life, I take no thought. I have to take thought for that mortal fellow, but I take no thought for my life because my life is the life of God. And then your faith and fidelity are in that life to govern itself perfectly. Your consciousness stays there, sowing that life, that spirit, that being. Your mind is not on what you shall eat, where you shall go, or how to protect yourself from the evils of the world, because you're living in the kingdom of God on earth as that life of God realized. Not boxed off in a form. Not entombed as the human world walks. You're learning from the Master that when he stands there and sees a bond slave miles away and doesn't blink an eye and instantly says, I will go heal him, he is saying, his life and my life are the same life now. And to that we say, yes, I see it. And therefore, the life of Jesus Christ and I are the same life now. The life of Jesus Christ and everyone he allegedly healed were the one life. The same life. The identical life realized by that one, which made it a majority. And now we're going to be that one, which makes it a majority. You can't pollute my water. You can't poison my food. You couldn't pollute the water of Jesus Christ or poison his food. All you could do is poison your own thought. You cannot enter the consciousness of life. can only enter the consciousness of one who lives in form. We learn that the power of life is omnipotent power. It maintains its own perfection at all times. It knoweth its own needs, and because that is you, it knoweth your needs. You completely unburden all your cares in the acceptance of that life. Now, I'd like to practice a few exercises, and maybe we should rest first. Suppose we take a few minutes and then come back to practicing the one life, which is really the great secret of the Bible. And then we'll be back in about 5 minutes. I want to read this to you from page 24 of The Mystical Eye in the chapter, The Unveiling. And this is Joel saying, "Now you must know my secret. I have never in my entire lifetime given a treatment to anyone. The reason is the eye of me is the eye of you. In other words, when I, Joel, say I am giving you help, I don't mean I, Joel, am giving it to you, but rather I am recognizing I in the midst of me is mighty, and that I in the midst of me is also in the midst of you. Now this takes it out of your human intelligence or your human capacities to manipulate. And if you still continue working out of a human sense of things, you're missing the higher dimension of grace, of automation in I. The healer is I. Not your brain, not your mind, not your intelligence, not your remembrance of a phrase. The healer is I. And I will only come into functioning as yourself if you will release yourself from the human, mental, physical self you had thought yourself to be. Now this then is to lift us into a new level of ourselves. That's the only place it works. Now let's go backstage. Let's look at the actors on the stage and see that no matter what situation you take, it's always the same. We have three people. Their names are Centurion, Jesus, and Bondslave. But that's on the stage. They're all playing their part. We go behind the curtain, and who's there? The centurion isn't behind the curtain. His name is I. That's who's there. Jesus isn't behind the curtain. His name is I. He's there. The name of the bondslave is I, and he's there. There's only I behind the curtain. On the stage, there are three forms. You're accepting the teaching that God is all. And God is I. Be still and know that I am God. And therefore, I all, I God, I'm the invisible self behind the stage, behind the curtain. And on the stage of visibility, there are the characters. This form over here has 12% understanding, so it appears that way. This one has 10, this one has 30, and so forth. Each one represents the degree of his consciousness about the invisible I. But you are not each of those ones. You are aware of the presence of the fullness of I. And therefore, when you look at a 12% form which says, this is me. You put in there the other 88%. In your consciousness, you accept only 100% there. You never accept a fragment, even though that's what appears. If someone is hateful, that's none of your business. If someone is lacking or limited, that's none of your business. You are putting in the 100% that is invisibly present. You're always going backstage. You never react to the characters. You are accepting the reality behind the curtain, which is always the infinite 100% I. And it is always your own life. Now, while you're doing this, you'll find that if you readjust yourself to every condition of your life, all of your people you know and associates and friends and whatnot, you have been accepting some as 10%, some as 8%, some as 16%. You've had some very good ones and some very bad ones. And that isn't true. You've only been on the stage with the characters. Backstage, in the one you thought was 8%, is the same I as behind the one you thought was 68%. And your judgment is the only difference. You have judged by the appearances of the form, and the reality that is there is the invisible life. And so really you have spited yourself. You have finitized that which is infinite. And so the new dimension, the consciousness of the invisible, or what is called the Christ consciousness, the fourth dimensional consciousness, the illuminated consciousness, walks in the knowledge that 100% perfection is present everywhere now. And to that I must be true. To that I must sow. You're accepting perfection invisibly present, and it isn't the perfection of another individual anymore. Because now you must have suspected that every individual in your life is only in your thought. That's the only place you find them. Your whole world is made up of your thought. That is the fabric of your world. And it is the fabric of your neighbor's world, his thought. Each of us builds a world of our own thought. But as we accept the life, then a divine thought changes our thought and changes our world to the kingdom. The subtle alchemy of divine thought coming through changes your thought, changes your world, and lo and behold, the 12% over there is lifted up. I, if I be lifted up, will lift all men unto me. And so you are silently blessing this universe by your realization that wherever you look, no matter what you see, only 100% of God is there. You're looking through every form, through every person. You have rid the world of personality. You're seeing the impersonal Christ everywhere. And lo and behold, who is that impersonal Christ? It is you, your infinite self. There is a consciousness of this infinite self as yourself. It is the healing consciousness. It is also that consciousness which walks through the wall, through the fire, through the human experience of death. This consciousness walks consciously in truth, in reality, in perfection, in perfect law, in abundance, in the absence of all of the good and evil of the world. Now, this is not human thinking. This is not being very intelligent. This is being life. The most amazing things happen when you have stepped out of the human birth cycle into the life that does not reincarnate cycle. You find this life begins to open up. It's like a blossom. It had all these inherent qualities of divine that were lying there fallow, unused, inert, waiting for recognition. And they open up. And the miracle is that time and space that you have discovered meant nothing begins to show you that wherever there is space, there is an activity that concerns you coming in your direction. And everything moves toward this form. And everything moves this form toward everything. Your complete range of activity expands. You find things happening that no human mind could possibly invent or anticipate. You find sickness is as much a part of your past as your youth. It just won't come again. There's no place for it to come. You find all fears of lack and limitation are as gone with the wind as yesterday. They have no place in your new consciousness. They simply don't appear. But there are many mansions, and they begin to appear, the unexpected, that which is beyond mental dimension. And you find your new experience coming to you. You find there is a divine purpose, and there is a divine plan, and it's been working. And now it can enter your consciousness of life. And whereas before you were barricaded, stalemated, wondering what's next, why am I stagnant? Well, you were shutting out life. You thought your life was boxed in over here, in this form, not knowing this is a universe of life that you are. And this universe begins to show you. Opportunities begin in every direction. Why? Because it is the nature of life to be self-employed. It is the nature of life to be at peace, to be harmonious. It is the nature of life to be independent of human law, to be independent of material law, to be independent of karmic law. It is nature of life to be self-productive and self-revealing. And that life is ever expressing its perfection. The word consciousness is the bridge between that life and your experience of it. It's like a seed. Hold it in your hand, it won't grow. Put it in its proper element, and you give it a chance. Your consciousness must become aware of that life for that life to come through your consciousness as expression. And the world has sat by, unaware of that life, unconscious of it, and has therefore not experienced it. Wherever there has been one who is conscious of life, as his name, his substance, his law, his principle, his infinity, and the substance of his neighbor, that life has rewarded him openly and has made him a sage, a prophet, an illumined one, one who walks independent of the material world. Now, there are many of those around us every moment. And the moment we touch that life in us, we touch that life in them, and we open communications. We find the illumined of yesterday are right here in life, invisible, waiting for us to enter the consciousness of life invisible, and then we are directed by them, moved by them, educated, led, guided, fed, sustained, lifted into new mansions. Otherwise, we stalemate, and we stand on the scale of human evolution with no place to go. Maybe next year or next 10 centuries we'll have longer ears and shorter this, or our heads will be pointed or they won't. But that isn't where we're going. We're leaving that horizontal world of human evolution. We're moving into the vertical, into the spiritual evolution where I find my own identity as the Christ of God, the self, the one, the being, the pure, the inviolate, the immaculate, eternal. These aren't words anymore. These are the living experience. Now, there's never been a person in your life who hadn't given you, without your realizing it, the opportunity to recognize the life of that person as your own life. Each time we have pushed away that recognition, we have separated ourselves from life, from the very force that is the maintaining force of the real universe. We have pushed away bread, pushed away light, pushed away manna, pushed away the harmony and the peace we have sought. Now we say, I'm not pushing it away anymore. My conscious recognition, constantly, without ceasing, is the secret. And then you find you're making progress with less effort. Whereas before you were hammering nails with a hammer, now you're recognizing life is here. And somehow the nail gets knocked in by the hammer, and it doesn't take as much muscle anymore. Everything changes. You come under new laws of time, new laws of space. In fact, you know, you come into the perfect grace, which knows everything that must be done before the human mind ever dreamed there had to be something done. And so we are in the secret today, the secret, the mystery of life. Life must be realized as the only one. Never fragmented, never divided, never separated, so that your life and mine are always the same. Your life and everyone in the past and the present and the future are always the same. And you extend that recognition to the animal, vegetable, and mineral world. The same life. And you rest there. Consciously. You see why the Tibetan will teach, don't kill a bug? He's trying to teach there's one life. Recognize it. Then we come out of idolatry, because we have made idols out of matter. We have made idols out of money. We have made idols out of things, out of possessions. We have made idols out of the human form. We have made statues to men, but not to the principle which underlies all that appears. Stop and dwell on the life of you, which has ever been the life of every form you have ever inhabited, and string those forms together like pearls on a necklace, and know that the one life of them was always the life of God. Every form you've ever been in was always actually a concept. And behind it was always the same life you're in now, the one life. And go into the future and see the same thing is true. Get a feeling of your one life throughout time. Get a feeling of your one life throughout space. All of this we have turned away from by trying to glorify this form. Let that one life do its own glorification. Rest in it. If you give 5 minutes a day to it, to resting in that one life that goes through all time and through all space and know it to be your own, you will be planting seeds that must grow. God fills all space. Wherever God is, the life of God is. You are the life of God. Actually, your life fills all space. You must know this. Your life fills all space. But they say there's a bomb coming over there, and an earthquake over there, and some pestilence over there, and they're lying. Your life is all there and there and there. And your life is the life of God. And that must be the same as 2 and 2 is 4 to you. That must be practiced until it's as simple as all that. My life is everywhere, and it is the life of God. And when you know this to be the case, you'll have to do it again and again and again until you wake up in the middle of the night, and that's your knowledge without even trying. My life is everywhere, and it is the life of God. What harm can come to it? What else is there to cause it harm? There's nothing. And then you have captured the false images of the world, and you have robbed them of their sting. Your life is everywhere, and it is the life of God. It has ever been thus and ever will be. Be perfect as your Father, accepting that life to be your own. We practice it in small ways and in big ways, but mostly we practice it. You see, that is really a different way of practicing the presence. Instead of sitting in a chair and waiting for an inspiration to come to you, you're building the invisible freeways through which that inspiration can come. When you know that the invisible is all you, then the inspiration will flow. Then the talent will prosper. Then you'll find you're a better this and a better that. Then the right thought and the right word and the right action appear, because the infinite freeway is your being, and it simply feeds itself to where the form appears. Consciously, you make it yours. Now, you can't be everywhere and still be in a body. If you want to cling to the fact that this is you, you can have this minute, but you're going to lose eternity. You can't be everywhere in a form. And you are everywhere. And then the form becomes that place where your invisible activity in the infinite is made manifest. The form is really your scorecard. showing you how many hits, runs, and errors you have made. Your life, your name, is the infinite life of your being. Now let's transfer back there. Each person we see becomes a transparency through which we accept the invisible life. Every time a word comes to your mouth about a criticism of somebody, remember, you're denying your life there. That person won't lose a thing, you will. Joel said, look in the eyes of the person. Or sometimes look over his shoulder just an inch to the right. Well, you can invent all kinds of things to do. You can put a 100% sign over everybody's head when you look at them and not be concerned with what they display to you. But you've got to be living in you. And this isn't a mental activity after a while, it's a relaxing into it. And then I become the manna. You've opened your door. You've accepted I as your life. Not only in you, but in your neighbor, in the fellow down in San Quentin, in the fellow on the Indian reservation. That's my life. Everywhere. There are no more people. There's just your life, one life. Life isn't Catholic or Protestant or Jew or Hindu or Muslim. That life has no color. That life has nothing except its own perfection in all things. All human differences are dissolved. There are no people in life. That is the Christ way. That is the unveiling of Christ in you. And there are no people, no mortals, no human beings, no physical bodies in the kingdom of God. You have to check them outside. For those who aren't interested in the kingdom of God, they just don't travel that way. For those who are, they step into the invisible self as life, and to that they are true in all who come into their experience. Then you're shining, you're letting the light shine through you. You're illuminated. Because only life can illuminate. And you're out of personality. You're out of persons, out of things, out of mammon. You don't know any bond slaves. You're out of slavery. For I, the life, am the resurrection. Now suppose in this state of consciousness, you hear about somebody who has pneumonia. In fact, somebody who is saying to you, get rid of my pneumonia. That person isn't there, your life is there. Your life is always there. That's 2 and 2 equals 4. And the fact that someone thinks they have pneumonia doesn't change 2 and 2 equals 4. And your answer within yourself is 2 and 2 is 4. My life is there, and that's all, and rest in the Word. like Hezekiah. They have only the arm of flesh. We have the Lord God Almighty. We have life realized. And we rest. And it does the work. Yes, it does the work. It removes the appearance of pneumonia. It does whatever it has to do to reveal its perfection to the illumined consciousness which accepts it. It can grow dollar bills on trees if it must. It can take a lung that isn't breathing and make it breathe. Why? Because I, the life, in the midst of you, am greater than he that walks the earth. In other words, the invisible spirit is greater than the visible matter and is the higher law and therefore supersedes all else when recognized, when accepted. The third chapter in Mystical Eye is I Am Come. And although there's a great similarity in chapters, it would seem, if you are practicing the invisible life everywhere as your life, this I that am come will announce itself to you. And if it already has, you realize that you are getting the sign, the evidence, that the life of God truly is your life. And can never leave you. And is truly the life of everyone you know and can never leave them. And you are called upon to be faithful to that life in you and in them. Not forgetting in them. Peace I give unto you. When you see me and know me everywhere, my peace I give unto you. And that peace will be beyond all temporary peace in the world. It will be a permanent, eternal peace in the knowledge that you have dominion through I over all that is on the earth, all that is below the earth, all that is above the earth. For I, the life of God, am the power. Wherever you acknowledge me, my power will be visible and tangible and sometimes very quickly. We can shake hands as forms, but there should be a recognition that we are the one infinite life. If that recognition isn't there, then the I of you has not been attained. When it is there, it will see the eye of those around you. And then you'll never give a treatment. You'll simply know that I in the midst of me is I in the midst of you. And we are one and the same. And that will be what had been treatment in the metaphysical world. Then you will rest and watch I do the work. Now, you may find that you invent some interesting new ways to practice the one life. I hope you do. If you are working at it, the Spirit will give you many new ideas. Remember that every time you practice the one life, You are losing fear, lack, limitation, potential disease. You are losing the human problem. You are raising the Son of God. Until I am come, whose right it is to live your life in all of the Christ dimension of perfection. I'd like to suggest an 8 o'clock meditation during this coming week in which you accept 8 p.m., in which you accept another individual somewhere and know this life of that individual is your life right there where that individual is. You start it with a contemplation about it, and then after you feel the strength and truth of it, you relax in the Word, rest in the knowledge, wait upon the Spirit to announce whatever it's going to announce. Until you can feel your life there where that other fellow is, as well as where you are in form. We'll try that 8 o'clock every night till we meet again and see if you can get the depth of it. And if you're wise, you'll do it at other times during the day. Wherever you go, before you go, pause a minute and know that my life is there. Get the feeling of it, and then go. Thank you again.